Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Preco Deshaun Knox III, and this is Christian Open Mic Experience. We're keeping it clean. Doesn't mean that you're not keeping it real. So, sorry, this was supposed to start at 6:30, but with my other business, my transportation business, got a call to pick somebody up and transport them to Abbeville. So we had to start a little bit early. Not sure, again, if anybody's going to call in. This is a new platform, and, you know, it takes a while to build up an audience. But nevertheless, we're going to keep pressing on, and let's see what happens from there. Let's see. Let's start with SummerSlam. SummerSlam is scheduled to be held at the Best Western Vermilion on Pinhook. The dates are July the 7th to the 9th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have a lot of local artists that are expressing an interest to be part of the competition. I'm happy about that. We have an MC. His name is Dexter. Phenomenal poet. I actually met him 2 weeks ago at two open mics, and he is just phenomenal. So it's going to be a perfect fit for the SummerSlam competition. Let's see. On a sad note, at the last open mic Saturday, we were informed that Lumberjack's lease is up and they're looking to move to a new location. So temporarily, the open mics that have been held there for a while will be put on hold until they can secure another location. So shout outs to Lumberjacks, and we look forward to getting back there and you hosting at the new location. Let me see. This is supposed to be for 45 minutes, but it probably won't be that long. Hold on 1 second here. Anything else I have to talk about? No, let's see. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I shall return shortly. I'm back. Let's see if we can multitask here. This is Women Empowerment Month, and we are going to do this piece here. It's called The Justice League of America. Back before segregation became the kryptonite of Jim Crow, the wonder of a woman showed femininity, was sexy, smart, safe, and needed long before the boy wonder showed that being a sidekick was just a practicum, just in case the hero takes a promotion and becomes a martyr. Another hero walked on water with dolphin-like crutches, Jesus-like in a biblical sense, teaching us how to communicate with our minds to others in the sea of diversity and humanity. Another hero taught us to fly with our wings, leap tall buildings without faith and change anywhere, including phone booths, while lights from Green Lanterns port day and night, not to be diminished, as flashes for change would not be as fast. Nevertheless, the Justice League of America showed us that people from different backgrounds with various weaknesses could live harmoniously and be true heroes, sharing a common goal while dealing with their enemies collectively as a whole or selectively as individuals. Finally, the Justice League of America gave local heroes the blueprints of diversity and the Bible for the rest of the world to read and abide by. Hold on. All right, y'all. Sorry. So that was that. So I really didn't have much else. Again, this is a new platform, and you know, trying to get the word out there for people and other artists. So we'll try it again. Try to get more people out there and try to get more people to participate. So I am going to end this. And as I once heard somebody say, always reach for the heavens. And if you ever miss, you'll always be amongst the stars. Peace and hair grease. And we are ending this. Have a good one.